Aircheckdownloads.com.
And for an update anytime, ask your smart speaker to play BBC News for Devon.
Well, thank you so much, Alison. Hello, good morning. I know I'm not a familiar voice. Please do not be concerned or worried. All will become clear. I'll tell you what's going on in just a minute. My name is James Dundon. Welcome to Breakfast. It's BBC Radio Devon. Just short early look at the roads near Exeter on the A30 between the Alphington Junction and Pathfinder Village. There might be some delays there because of roadworks. And Paignton, the A3022, Brixham Road, is closed there at Windy Corner to Goodrington Road. There's some building work ongoing. And Plymouth at North Hill near Armada Street, there are temporary lights there due to roadworks. If you have an update for us, BBC Radio Devon's travel line is 0808 100 28 29.
The sound of Devon.
Of Devon.
Morning then. My name is James Dundon and I'm sitting here for John Akers, who's not too well. I had an early morning phone call to ask if I could do the show, and dear listener, honesty is the best policy, so I'm going to be totally straight with you and tell you what's going on. By the way, I'm not here alone. This isn't some sort of takeover by me. Chris Whip is here.
Morning. How are you doing, James?
I'm fine.
Pleasure.
Well, all so far so good. What are we, 30 seconds in?
Yeah.
Also, Alison John's doing your news this morning. A familiar voice. Alison.
Hello, James. Welcome.
It's lovely to meet you. I had a lovely hug from Alison as soon as she saw me stumbling
not
the building.
Not for me, but we don't know each other.
Yeah, well,
no, so well.
It's not too familiar, but that's fine. So I'll be totally honest, because it is best to be open here. It's a bit of an extraordinary situation. Obviously, John not too well this morning, and then the thing is, then you try and wake people up and see who can do the show. Well, apparently they tried 9 people. I was the 10th. And I am from BBC Radio Cornwall. So I live in West Cornwall, but don't hold that against me, because Jethro was born in St Burien and then he moved to Loudoun, didn't he?
We're very friendly here in Devon, you
I know. Well, that's fine. I did bring my passport, so they let me across the Tamar Bridge. I forgot how much it was, because it's gone
up. Did you have your pennies?
Well,
your Tamar tag?
I did contactless in the end, because I was fumbling around for change. Because they do that now. One of the last times, it was years ago, I went up to the Tamar Bridge, and I got to the toll booth, had no cash, and it was before they accepted cards.
Yeah.
So I always keep a bit of change in the car now.
Yeah.
But it was dark, and I couldn't work out what was going on this morning. So when I saw they took cards, I thought, yes, that will do. Because do they still use those
pots
on the arms?
Yeah, I think there is. The little pot on the stick.
They bought those in for COVID, and I thought that was just a great idea. So anyway, look, my name is James Dundon, usually heard on BBC Radio Cornwall. You might have heard me if you've by mistake tuned in. I'm sorry about that. But this morning I'll try and look after things for John Akers, who's not too well. Thank you, Chris, for your assistance.
No problem. How was your drive up? It was frosty here this morning.
Well,
I had to scrape my windscreen, and I wasn't expecting that.
Do you know, I went to bed last night, because it was one of those things, Sunday night roast beef at Mother's. And I made the mistake. We had some Christmas Baileys left over, so I had a little glass of it a bit later on.
All right.
Just a little glass with an ice cube in, just as a treat. And of course, I wouldn't have done that had I known I'm getting up at 4 a.m. but it was absolutely fine. And as I went to bed last night, I saw the car on the drive and it started to frost. But it's Cornwall. It's very mild. I live quite near the sea. We have de-icer that just rolls in off the sea air.
That's the way to do it
in Cornwall. It's very good. Never buy a second-hand car from Cornwall. Anyway, it's going to be good this morning. That's who I am. I hope everyone's clear. All will become, you know, a little bit clearer as we go through the morning. And I'd love to know who you are. Dear listener, can you please send us a text or a WhatsApp? We would love to hear from you. And quite simply, at this early situation in the morning, I would like to know who you are, where you are, and what the best thing about your weekend was. So think about your weekend, what you've been up to, and where you've been going, and who you've been seeing. And I would love to know what you've done this weekend, and let me know who you are. And you can send that through to 81333. Start your message with the word Devon. Of course, we've got the WhatsApp as well, which is 08000 321 333. Just start your WhatsApp message with the word Devon, or you can send us a tweet at BBC Devon. I want to know who you are, where you are, and what the best thing about your weekend was. Come on, let's introduce each other. It'll be great.
Call BBC Radio Devon now on 0808 100 1034 or text 81333, starting your message with the word Devon. BBC
Radio Devon.
It's James Dundon sitting in for John Akers, who's not too well. Welcome to it. It's the 6th of February. Here we are at BBC Radio Devon. And it's being billed as the biggest NHS walkout in the dispute so far. Both nurses from the Royal College of Nursing and ambulance staff from the GMB union are on strike today. It's the first time both groups have done it on the same day. Former Conservative Cabinet Minister Teresa Villars says pay rises linked to inflation will keep prices rising faster for longer. She's urged strikers to consider the effect the walkout's going to have on patients.
I do wish that everyone who is taking strike action would think carefully about the impact. And I would like to see Labour colleagues condemn these strikes because, as I say, we all want a resolution of these issues. We all want to see the public sector paid more. But I think these strikes are deeply damaging, not least at a time when the NHS is already struggling to clear its backlogs for COVID.
Well, Stuart Quarterman is the nurse and Plymouth rep for the RCN, and he joins us live this morning. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, fine. So on strike again. Why?
So I think Teresa Villars inadvertently said themselves.
Aircheckdownloads.com.